This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by True Niagen Pro. When a virus attacks a cell, a vital coenzyme called NAD may decline up to 80%. NAD is essential to defend the cell, to repair the cell, and to restore energy. True Niagen Pro, also known as nicotinamide riboside, can increase NAD. True Niagen Pro promotes cellular repair and energizes your cells. True Niagen Pro, cellular defense for life. For more information to purchase, go to drhoffman.com/trueniagenpro. That's true, T-R-U. drhoffman.com/trueniagenpro.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. It's the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine. That means you can take part. 877-726-8255 is our number. That's 877-726-TALK. And we're in the doctor's office. I'm here. You can call us. You can weigh in with a question or perhaps an opinion. You are welcome to share. 877-726-TALK. And it's a beautiful, beautiful day here in the Northeast. I can't think of a place I'd rather be than right here behind this very microphone. And I started the day by taking a wonderful bike ride. I'm out here in my weekend studio, which is near the water, a place I like to be on weekends. And I was on my bike, and I just saw countless cyclists. And then it occurred to me, one of the reasons why so many people are out on their bikes, and that they're amazing bikes. Some of these bikes are super triathlon aerodynamic bikes. They were speeding along on the road by the water. And the reason is, I think, people can't go to gyms. The gyms haven't opened here in New York State. And so more and more people are exercising the prerogative to go outside on their bicycle. And I think, you know, I just went to the bike store to get a couple of parts for my bike. And the guy in the bike store said, our sales are through the roof. It's unprecedented. More and more people are buying bikes, upgrading their bikes. There's a bicycling revolution going on while the gyms remain closed. 877-726-8255. I hope you're having a healthy and active morning. And the big news on the coronavirus front is, well, it's confusing. It really is confusing, isn't it? Because on the one hand, it seems like we're flattening the curve, and more and more people are getting out and about. We're unwinding the lockdown in many parts of the country, some parts of the country way ahead of others. And yet all the talk is about a second wave. And it's confusing because some of the news is good. Yeah, we have less cases, especially here in New York where we had a ton of cases. And yet we're seeing cases pop up sporadically in other parts of the country, particularly Arizona and Texas. And so all the talk is about a second wave. And people seem to be evenly divided in their opinions about this. Some people are saying, look, it's time. We've been good. The numbers are down. It's time to resume life as normal because the toll in terms of our economy, in terms of our mental health, it really, you know, on balance, we need to loosen the strictures and make sure that more people get back to work and get back to their daily activities. The demonstrations have been kind of a beta test of this proposition. You know, the widespread demonstrations where people gathered together, in many cases, obviously, not obeying strictures about social distancing, some people unmasked, a lot of people yelling and shouting and possibly spraying viral particles into the air. And yet it hasn't been about 10 days or so since the bulk of the demonstrations. The demonstrations continue in many cities. And what we're not seeing is a big surge in cases among the demonstrators. It was recommended by the mayor of New York that everybody who was at a demonstration should get immediately tested for COVID-19. But it doesn't appear that there's a big uptick in cases. There was that brouhaha this week about asymptomatic transmission. The World Health Organization, a spokesperson, got out there in a widely publicized statement saying, maybe we're wrong about asymptomatic transmission. Yes, people can be asymptomatic. They can test positive for COVID-19 unawares and just be carriers. And it was thought that this is one of the very insidious ways in which the virus would spread. Because, well, if you're sick, at least you know, you stay home, people can identify you, you can be quarantined. But if you don't even know that you have it, if you're asymptomatic, the spread can be uncontained. But so World Health Organization got out and said that asymptomatic transmission is probably a rare event. That was, I guess that was Monday or Tuesday. By Wednesday, true to form, the World Health Organization had recanted that statement. They said, well, you know, probably rare, but we don't know. So just in case, make sure that you act as if asymptomatic transmission is a real possibility. So further eroding our faith in the pronouncements of the World Health Organization, which along with other prestigious organizations like the government, the CDC, localities, mayors, governors, they've been wrong about many things because the virus seems to be kind of elusive when it comes to the absolute facts. It's a political issue. The viewpoints on this are polarized along political lines. In an act of defiance, President Trump has scheduled a Republican convention in Jacksonville, Florida. He moved it from North Carolina because in North Carolina they were going to apply some restrictions. And in Florida, although we don't yet know what's going to happen, it's more likely that it'll just be a free and open convention. Maybe there'll be some social distancing, some masks. But it's going to proceed, and it's not going to be a a Zoom conference, some kind of online event. But here's some good news along those lines. If you're concerned about a second wave, this story from CNN: two hairstylists who had coronavirus saw 140 clients. And I'll just interject at this point. I look like the wild man of Borneo. It's good that this is a radio because I've got a face for, or I've got a hair for radio at this point. I haven't had a haircut since March, and I'm beginning to resemble my senior high school picture in which I rocked a very, very curly mop of hair. That was the style back in 1974. When I graduated from college. I got an email from my haircutter saying, we're going to follow the protocol here. We'll let you know. Maybe we can schedule you sometime in July. So this haircut thing is going to cause a lot of people to riot in the streets pretty soon if it's not lifted. But anyway, so this is a beta test of the proposition that you can go get a haircut during the pandemic. These hairstylists saw 140 clients, and apparently in Missouri, in a state where they've loosened the lockdown. But it turns out that these hairstylists tested positive for coronavirus. So you would think this could be the nexus for a mini outbreak of COVID-19, right? With the haircutters. I mean, both of them had it, and they saw 140 clients. Both stylists worked at the same location in Springfield, Missouri. The clients and the stylists all wore face coverings, and the salon had set up other measures such as social distancing of chairs and staggered appointments, which is, appropriate, right? You can get your hair cut, but, you know, there's certain procedures you have to follow. You know, lots of swabbing down and sterilization. I'm sure they're doing all that. My hair cutter just told me that there will be a $5 surcharge for every haircut because of all those, you know, additional supplies and precautions that they're going to need to use. So here's the good news. Of the 140 clients and 7 coworkers potentially exposed, many of them took tests, and they all came back negative. All the others were quarantined for the duration of the coronavirus incubation period, which is 14 days. And there were no coronavirus cases linked to the salon beyond the 2 stylists. So, according to the county's director of health, Clay Goddard, who's quoted in the story, he says, quote, "This is exciting news about the value of masking to prevent COVID-19. And it is indeed good news, because in a hair salon, you got an appointment book. You know exactly who's been in and out of that hair salon, so you can do contact tracing. And they were able to do that, and they were able to ascertain that because of the protective measures that they use, the social distancing, the masks, etc., sterilization, that nobody contracted COVID-19 from the 2 infected hairstylists. These are, by the way, the hairstylists, unbeknownst to them, they were asymptomatic. But they, you know, part of the rules is that the stylists have to get checked every couple of weeks just to make sure they're not transmitting the infection. They turned out to be positive, although asymptomatic. It wasn't like they went in while they were sick, you know, dangerously exposing their clients to infection. But this is very, very good news that simple measures can prevent transmission of the coronavirus. And maybe we can get back to reality and, you know, our real lives and jobs. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255 is our number. And you can call in with questions or comments on today's edition of Intelligent Medicine.
It's not always easy for women to achieve better health, especially these days. The key is to work smarter, not harder. Be wise about weight loss and workouts. Eat strategically and take your supplements. I'm best-selling nutrition author Kat James. I've learned firsthand that probiotics are key to women's health. They protect your digestion, your immune system, your skin. They support balanced hormonal levels. And very important for both women and men, they counter the buildup of bad bacteria and yeast in our bodies. Researchers have even found that probiotics promote a more positive mood and mental sharpness due to the gut-brain axis. The one I take? Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. It's a superior formula with prebiotics, probiotics, and postbiotics, a smart advantage in these challenging times. Find Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics through Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other natural health retailers, also available online.
Stop breathing right now. No, really, hold your breath. This is how it feels when you're stuffed up due to colds, flu, pollen, dander, post-nasal drip, or any other reason. That's when you need clear saline nasal spray, the only spray with the power of xylitol. That simple saline solution you're using is only doing half the job. It's just rinsing. In multiple research studies, xylitol has been shown to reduce bacterial adhesion and help keep your nose moist and clean much longer than saline alone, making Clear more effective at washing away that nasty gunk in your nose. Clear is so powerful, it's been granted over 11 patents. So step up from that wimpy saline spray to something that actually works faster and better at getting you the relief you need to start breathing now. And if your doctor isn't talking to you about Clear for your congestion, maybe you need to get a new doctor. You don't just rinse your hands, why would you just rinse your nose? Clear saline nasal spray with xylitol. Available at Walmart, CVS, Whole Foods, Rite Aid, and everywhere else. Or clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Now go wash your nose.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255 is our number. You can call us during the program. But that number is available to you 24/7. And you can call and record a question, as did this individual. Let's hear it.
Yes. Cooked food kills enzymes. What about frozen food? And what about dehydrated food? What happens to the enzymes with those? Are they still good as fresh? Thank you.
Okay, this is a really good question, and it kind of this idea about live enzymes. supports the argument of raw food enthusiasts, you know, people who just don't heat food at all and just consume raw foods in the belief that these live enzymes, which are delicate, can be damaged by heat. And indeed, that is true to a certain extent, but there's lots of things in food that behave differently according to the food preparation technique. Heating, freezing, dehydrating, and sometimes food preparation methods can actually enhance the value of the nutrients that the foods contain. So think, for example, of collard greens. Collard greens, kind of tough, you know, to chop into a salad. You know, you got to chew and chew and chew. But if you take some collard greens and you blanch them and steam them and then saute them with garlic, maybe put in some of your favorite spices, the nutrition in those collard greens is made much more accessible to you because you break it down, you can consume more, it cooks down. So, for example, a study published in the British Journal of Nutrition found that people who follow a strict raw food diet had normal levels of vitamin A and relatively high levels of beta carotene. Sometimes these people turn yellow, you know, when they consume lots and lots of vegetables. They actually develop keratinemia, but lycopene was deficient. Now, why lycopene being deficient? It's present in tomatoes and sometimes green leafy vegetables, but also it is a fat-soluble nutrient. It's best released when you cook it and sauté it in something like olive oil or even lard, as you do sometimes with collard greens. Cooking boosts the amount of lycopene that your body obtains. And so there are a lot of different things. There's vitamins, minerals, there's polyphenols, there's fiber. And some of these things are well preserved, even when you freeze or dehydrate. One of the exceptions is an enzyme called myrosinase, which is in cruciferous vegetables. And that's kind of delicate, suggesting that having some raw cruciferous vegetables may be a good idea because the myrosinase helps to your body to break down some of the compounds in broccoli, the indoles, into a valuable compound called sulforaphane. So this is an example where an enzyme in a raw food might be beneficial. But processing food is as ancient as the beginning of civilization. Paleolithic man cooked food to make it more less tough, more assimilable, and it's been part of our human evolution for hundreds of thousands of years. And it turns out that cooking may actually render certain valuable nutrients more accessible to the body. So there you have it. Different strokes for different nutrients. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Have some raw foods. Have some raw foods, but not exclusively. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255 is our number for Intelligent Medicine. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman for Biomega Fish Oil from Biotics Research. For over 40 years, Biotics Research has been providing the highest quality supplements surpassing industry standards. Biomega Fish Oil contains therapeutic doses of vital omega-3s in the triglyceride form, which is highly bioavailable. Biotics Research ensures maximum purity and freshness by managing their fish oils from catch to capsule. For more information, go to drhoffman.com/bioticsresearch. That's drhoffman.com/bioticsresearch for Biomega Fish Oil.
Do you know there is a silent killer living among us? High blood pressure. It affects nearly 1 in 3 Americans and is a primary risk factor for stroke and heart attack. The CDC estimates that almost 20% of those with high blood pressure don't even know they have it. That's not surprising, since high blood pressure or hypertension is often symptomless. Research studies have shown that a daily dose of aged garlic extract can safely and effectively help to reduce blood pressure, as well as benefiting a number of other cardiovascular risk factors. And the most researched and highly respected aged garlic extract is all-natural Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Odorless and organically grown, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been clinically tested to support blood pressure and cardiovascular health. So, along with getting your blood pressure checked regularly, get Kyolic Formula 109 for blood pressure and cardiovascular support today. Available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255 is our number. And in just a moment, we're going to talk about a remarkable study out of China about the relationship between selenium levels and susceptibility to the coronavirus. But before we do that, let's talk to Sandy in Wisconsin. How are you doing?
Oh, fine, thank you.
What's your question?
Are you there?
I am there. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. I heard something go beep.
Yep.
Okay, yeah, I can hear you.
Mm-hmm. So what's your question?
A doctor did an MRI on my shoulder. He told me it's the worst he's ever seen, so I'm going to be getting surgery later. But in the meantime, I'm invited to go trap shooting.
Yep.
And I was just concerned that the, I don't know if this is going to hurt it or not, if I'm using a gun, and I'm wondering, is there any danger that that's going to change anything in my shoulder? Because the doctor right now has the MRI results to do the surgery by, and if it's okay to go ahead and trap shoot.
Yeah, it's kind of, it's the worst he's ever seen. So how could it get much worse? And yes, conceivably the recoil from the trap shooting, could further damage your shoulders. I mean, it's already unstable, right? You know, it's like hanging by a thread, so to speak. So is it possible that, the further damage due to the recoil will change the operative strategy that he's already banking on based on the MRI that was done prior to the use of the gun? You know, so yeah, I guess there is a little bit of a risk involved. Usually pain is kind of like the defining feature on this. Is like, if it hurts too much, maybe you're not doing your shoulder a lot of good, you know, and you could try. But I don't know if there's a workaround, if there's some sort of, device that people who have bad shoulders use when they go trap shooting to maybe distribute the recoil, to maybe their chest wall or something like that. You know, I'm not a trap shooter, but you could ask. I gotta say, this is the first time I've had this kind of question. Is like, can trap shooting worsen my bad shoulder to the point where the surgery has to be changed? I just don't know. You know, ask your surgeon. You know, that would be the right person to ask if you can get through to him. Thanks for that question. 877-726-8255 is our number. So China is an interesting case when it comes to selenium, because it's a big country and there is a belt of selenium deficiency running from northeast to southwest in the country. And in fact, China has populations that have both the lowest and the highest selenium status in the world. They also have coronavirus. So it's kind of a good place to study the relationship between low selenium and high selenium and susceptibility to the coronavirus. And in fact, there's a precedent for this, because there's a condition called Kashan's disease. Kashan is a province in northeast China, where this condition, which is cardiomyopathy, it was a type of heart failure that was caused by a virus. The virus was Coxsackie virus B3. And interestingly, because it was named after a place in New York called Coxsackie, but it's apparently a virus that occurs worldwide. And it damages the heart, But if you have adequate selenium, it doesn't. And this is well known since the 1980s or 1990s. I talked about it many years ago on the radio, the remarkable fact that the Chinese figured this out. And they began supplementing selenium to the populace of Keshan province, and they virtually eradicated Coxsackie virus cardiomyopathy with the selenium. Pretty cool. They've also demonstrated that in HIV, there is a relationship between selenium status and the risk of dying. There's a risk of liver cancer when they have hepatitis B, but with selenium, it's less. There was also an 80% reduction in death from something called epidemic hemorrhagic fever in people who got oral selenium supplements. So they said, well, selenium is worth studying, and they did the study. And what they found was, our results show an association between the reported cure rates for COVID-19 and selenium status. In other words, the higher risk of being very sick and dying in individuals who had lower levels of selenium. They based this on hair samples, which they say are somewhat reliable for demonstrating population-wide levels of selenium. Not perfect, but in a pinch, it'll do. And the researchers say that maybe this has something to do with glutathione. Glutathione is selenium-dependent. Glutathione peroxidase is one of the most important antioxidant molecules in the body, requires selenium for its activity, and therefore selenium may be kind of a birth control pill for viruses, reducing their proliferation in many cases, and perhaps also applicable to the current coronavirus pandemic. Very interesting preliminary research. This is just out in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition. And so a few Brazil nuts a day will do it, or the amount of selenium in a good multivitamin will help support your selenium levels. And maybe along with, you know, all these other plausible nutrients, we talk about zinc and vitamin D and many others, vitamin C, of course, that they may, you know, not be a perfect bulwark against coronavirus infection, but may mitigate the severity if you are so unfortunate as to contract it. 877-726-8255 is our number. And here's an item that, you know, I think is relevant to our current situation. Because, you know, you look at the headlines, and the headlines say, you know, we're due for a second go-round of coronavirus, and the economy is in the crapper, and unemployment is soaring. There's a lot of bad news, not to mention all the racial strife and, you know, the demonstrations and civil disorders that are affecting our cities. And so this item talks about the relationship between negative thinking and dementia risk. Repetitive negative thinking in those aged over 55 is associated with an increased risk of cognitive decline and deposition of proteins associated with Alzheimer's disease. People who exhibited higher levels of repetitive negative thinking experienced more cognitive and memory problems over 4 years, and they were more likely to have both amyloid beta and tau protein deposits throughout the brain. So this study of people aged over 55, published in Alzheimer's and Dementia, researchers found that RNT, they gave it an acronym, stands for repetitive negative thinking. Do you suffer from RNT? A lot of us do these days. RNT is linked to subsequent cognitive decline as well as the deposition of harmful brain proteins linked to Alzheimer's. So if you think this is bad news, it's going to fortify your negative thinking. Oh my goodness, I'm having a lot of negative thinking. Now I'm going to get Alzheimer's. Oh my goodness, now I'm really cooked. Well, let's do a little mental hygiene, folks. let's attempt to reverse that trend towards pessimism and catastrophizing. And certainly our media feeds off it. You know, lurid headlines, kind of in a Jaws-like fashion, are making us afraid to do the normal things that we do in life. And the researchers say, we propose that repetitive negative thinking may be a new risk factor for dementia, as it could contribute to dementia in a unique way. It has an impact on indicators of stress, such as blood pressure, and may be pro-inflammatory. So there you have it. Negative thinking can take its toll. 877-726-8255 is our number for Intelligent Medicine. There's never been a more important time to ensure your immune system is operating at its peak. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman with a new natural solution from Future Farm Botanicals, created exclusively to help promote a better immune response. Elderberry with zinc and echinacea. Future Farm's elderberry with zinc and echinacea is the first to combine these three powerful ingredients together. Elderberry is packed with antioxidants, vitamins, and may boost your immune system. Echinacea has been shown to activate chemicals in the body that decrease inflammation, and zinc activates T lymphocytes. Low zinc has been associated with increased susceptibility. For more information and to order, call 888-841-7216. That's 888-841-7216, or go to myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. That's future, P-H-A-R-M, myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. Elderberry with zinc and echinacea is all natural, science-based, and works without adverse side effects. Take advantage of Future Farm's buy two, get one free offer at myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As you know, this is a vital time to bolster our immune defenses. I've received countless requests for a specific list of supplements that I recommend to support immune health. That's why I've created the Intelligent Medicine Immune Support Protocol, my supplement recommendations offering the greatest boost for your immune system when it's needed most. Best medicine is preventive medicine. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com for more information. drhoffmanstore.com. In addition to the immune support protocol, you'll find easy-to-follow links for our supplement starter kit, heart health protocol, and much more. These protocols are an easy way for you to get the exact combination of targeted supplements you need to help you follow the intelligent medicine lifestyle. The same supplements I take for myself and prescribe for my patients. And for a limited time, you'll get free priority shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here on a weekend. 877-726-8255 is our number. And some people have taken the option of recording a question. Let's hear one of these questions.
Good afternoon. I have been suffering from swelling of my hands and feet. They did some tests and think that it might be a rheumatoid arthritis. I've had regular arthritis, and so has a lot of people in my family, but rheumatoid arthritis, no, just me. I take supplements. I'm waiting to see a rheumatologist, and I guess my question is, I take supplements for my immune system, one called Immune Factor and the supplement Astaxanthin. If my immune system is beginning to attack my own immune system, should I be trying to rev up my immune system?
Okay, that's a really important question in the field of natural medicine. And the answer is that some people think that certain supplements like echinacea, perhaps astragalus, these are immune-enhancing supplements may, and I underline the word may, increase the risk for autoimmunity, but that's not very well established. It's merely, you know, if you look, use a red light, green light, yellow light system, it's a yellow light or sort of a caution flag on using immune-enhancing supplements. By no means well established. They have a German clearinghouse for natural medicine, and in their position statement on this, they they say the same thing. They said, well, echinacea is well known to support immunity. It helps to prevent infectious diseases. Could it have a role in promoting autoimmunity? We don't really know, but if you suffer from an autoimmune disease, maybe it's a good idea to curtail the use of echinacea at that time. Although, that's not entirely established. There's an interesting study that I want to share with you in this month's edition of the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition. And it's entitled, An Anti-Inflammatory Diet in Rheumatoid Arthritis, a Randomized Controlled Crossover Trial Indicating the Diet Effects on Disease Activity. And this is something that we've been talking about a long time in natural medicine, which is the use of diet to curtail rheumatoid arthritis. We like to put people on, quote, anti-inflammatory diets. And so they tried this out in the study here in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition, and it kind of came up short. It compared to people who weren't on the anti-inflammatory diet, there wasn't that much of an improvement. There was an improvement, but it wasn't statistically significant. That happens a lot in studies, like, oh yeah, there's an improvement, but it's such a small improvement that it doesn't reach the statistical significance that we need when we want to prove something. But then I take a look at the actual constituents of the diet. Breakfast is low-fat fermented dairy. Then there's granola, which presumably contains gluten, with low-fat milk. Yes, there's some walnuts. There's some blueberries, but, you know, how much of these anti-inflammatory polyphenols are you going to get from the blueberries? They don't specify. They encourage people to eat salmon, which is rich in omega-3 fatty acids. They include beans, which for some people may create some intolerances. Then there's wheat berries and bulgur wheat. There's potatoes, which are a nightshade. There's pasta, whole grain pasta, presumably wheat. Then there's some more dairy, yogurt, creme fraiche. There's some fruit. There's some rapeseed oil, which is rich in omega-6 fatty acids. They told the people to use a lot of margarine and cooking oil instead of butter or lard. And so I don't really think that that's representative of the best possible anti-inflammatory diet for rheumatoid arthritis. And in fact, there's an editorial in the selfsame edition of the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition, and they say, there's some problems with this. Maybe the people on this diet were taking omega-3 supplements prior to initiation of the diet. Maybe they stopped. It's not specified. They say that blueberries and pomegranate, rich sources of polyphenols, were provided for breakfast, but we have no idea whether the quantity was sufficient to give the anti-inflammatory effects attributed to these fruits in the literature. And there's some problems with this study, which kind of came up, kind of blah when it comes to demonstrating the efficacy of an anti-inflammatory diet. But the supplements that enhance immunity, like zinc and vitamin D, also could be very helpful for reducing inflammation in rheumatoid arthritis. So some supplements work on immunity broadly, but may, on the one hand, increase resistance to infection, but also tamp down inflammation, which has been a big question in our dealing with COVID-19. For example, elderberry, shown to enhance immunity. Should you stop using it if you come down with coronavirus infection because of the possibility for cytokine storm? That's controversial because there's a single study and it's a test tube study that shows that maybe cytokines are increased when people use elderberry, but only to a very minor degree. And besides, who's going to be using elderberry if you're in the intensive care unit on a ventilator? You're probably beyond the point where you're going to take a nutritional supplement as a tincture or as a pill, you know, when they've actually have a breathing tube down your trachea. 877-726-8255 is our number. And let's share with you this item. You know, your body's made up of trillions of cells, and each one is continually hard at work to keep you healthy and resilient. But to keep up with their essential work, a sufficient supply and an essential molecule called NAD must be available, but this critical cellular resource isn't constant. So having safe, effective ways to boost our NAD is vital, especially during our current situation, because lifestyle influences such as poor diet, alcohol consumption, and lack of sleep, things we're likely to be experiencing more frequently today, can all decrease your cell's precious NAD supply. Various types of physiologic stress, including stress in the immune system and lack of exercise, can also deplete our NAD pool. But you can safely and effectively elevate your NAD levels with the cellular support supplement True Niagen Pro. True Niagen Pro contains Niagen nicotinamide riboside, which works to boost your NAD. In fact, Niagen is clinically proven to be safe, well-tolerated, and effective in boosting NAD. True Niagen Pro gives your hardworking cells exactly what they need to perform at their best and help you stay resilient. True Niagen Pro's ability to increase NAD is backed by multiple human studies. I recommend it to my patients, and I use it myself. To learn more about the research behind True Niagen Pro or to order, visit drhoffman.com/TrueNiagenPro. That's T-R-U, True Niagen Pro. drhoffman.com/TrueNiagenPro. True Niagen Pro is cellular defense for life. Our number, 877-726-8255. We got lots more to cover, including some more on the current coronavirus pandemic. So stay with us for next hour. Call us, 877-726-8255.